Lesson 7, page 212. Ellis Island.
For many years, Ellis Island, an island in New York Harbor, was the main door through which millions of immigrants entered the United States. From the time it opened in 1892 until the time it closed in 1924, the U.S. Bureau of Immigration used Ellis Island to receive and process new arrivals. During this time, 12 million foreigners passed through this door with the hope of becoming Americans. They came from Italy, Poland, Russia, Germany, China, and many other countries. Sometimes more than 10,000 people passed through the registry room in one 24-hour period. New arrivals often waited for many hours while inspectors checked to see if they met legal and medical standards. Most did not speak English, and they were tired, hungry, and confused. 2%, 250,000 people, did not meet the requirements to enter the U.S. and had to return to their countries. After Congress passed an immigration law that limited the number and nationality of new immigrants, immigration slowed down, and Ellis Island was closed as an immigration processing center. It remained abandoned until 1965, when President Lyndon Johnson decided to restore it as a monument. Restoration of Ellis Island was finished by 1990. Now visitors to this monument can see the building as it looked from 1918 to 1920. In addition, they can see the Wall of Honor with the names of many of those who passed through on their way to becoming American citizens.